Wednesday Night Sports Bites.
Extra. Welcome to the second edition of the Wednesday Night Sports Bite podcast. I am joined by...
Extra.
Extra, yeah. Extra. Well, I'm going to introduce you first, Nathan, because you're so rudely...
Quite clearly you got to talk.
Before I even introduce myself, I'm Matty, you're Nathan.
I'm Nathan, hello.
Who else have we got?
I'm Reese. I'm here.
And we have Josh.
So, we are going to be talking about a bit of books action from yesterday, some Sunderland versus Newcastle FA Cup youth game, Sunderland AFC's FA Cup game as well. We might talk a bit about Super Bowl and a bit more random stuff. I'm sure Nathan will help us with that.
I'm sure I probably
will. But first I'm going to hand over to Josh, who's got a few results for us.
Yeah, there was very few results we've got through. I mean, Sunderland men's badminton won 8-0 against Teesside First.
Whitewash.
In the netball, the women's first were beaten by Leeds First 32-21. The other score for the women's second, they beat Teesside 56-37. And in the volleyball, the women's first lost again 3-0 to Durham women's seconds.
It's not been a good few weeks for the volleyball.
It's not been
has
the
it?
Best week, really, has it? Well, I mean, last week they got beat 3-0. I was there and they're just struggling for results at the minute. But I think Gino will be as positive as ever.
He always is. He always is. He never finds a way to be downbeat, you know. I mean, they could probably lose 6-0 in the volleyball, which is like a mathematical impossibility, and he'll still find a way to take a positive out of it.
He's definitely one of the most passionate coaches in the Bucks League.
Got to
throughout
get him,
the,
got to get him on
country.
The show somehow. Either on the show or on the podcast, we've just got to.
Yeah, that is our next aim.
Hashtag Team Gino.
I know you've all been waiting for all the results, but that's all we can bring you.
That's all we've managed
to find. Right. We'll see you next week.
Yeah. the futsal vice captain is listening in, wanting to know where his team results is. I mean, we just can't find it. Yeah. It's not laziness, it's just not there, we promise. But yes, so Josh, since the last time we did this, Sunderland, back-to-back wins.
We've won twice. Unbelievable.
Bloody
unbelievable,
hell.
Jeff.
it is very unbelievable.
The Burnley game, I mean, it was comfortable. I mean, once we got the second goal, well, dare I say it was boring again because they were actually in control of the game for once. I mean, Burnley had a few chances.
I was surprised to see how Burnley, like, how poor they were against you, because, like, they came to St. James's Park recently and they were mint. Like, I was...
Well, that's what I thought. Yeah. I thought after that result, and I saw some of that game, and they were brilliant, Burnley. I thought we'd be attacking all game and we might struggle, but now we got the two goals in the first half and that was it, really. I mean, they had a few odd chances, but nothing too threatening, really.
Yeah, it was just half chances and stuff that they really got, but I'm sure you're probably thrilled that Jermaine Defoe got his first.
Oh, over the moon, yeah. I mean, we need someone to start scoring goals, so it's perfect. I'm glad he got one sooner rather than later, otherwise it could be a bit of the Altidore effect almost.
How many do you think he could actually get this season?
Defoe?
Yeah.
Oh,
about Defoe or five.
I don't want to.
Oh, nice. I actually do like that one.
I don't want to curse it, but
one,
yeah,
of the
probably.
Right there.
Defoe or five, as Reese just called it.
Shall I just go?
Yeah. I think so.
I've made my contribution to this podcast.
What about the game against Fulham?
Game as well. I didn't actually manage to see much of that game by the highlights, but from what I've heard from various Sunderland fans, we were on top most of the game. We had all the attacking first half, but they got the goal. But we responded well. I think Alvarez had a brilliant game from what I've seen. He scored the goal and then...
Very good solo goal, that one.
Yeah, it was. It was a good hit as well. And through to the next round against Bradford.
Yep, so you finally got that confirmed. You are off there.
Yeah, it's on the Sunday, though. It's the day after Valentine's Day. So
that means you're still free.
Unless somebody wants a weekend away in Bradford.
Pulling out all the stocks here.
Treat yourself.
Dear me.
You could go to the Stadium of Light and have the Stadium of Light dinner on Valentine's Day night if you wanted to.
Is that you offering a free meal for me here, Nathan?
if I have more content to offer
your
that.
Work there.
You're using all your inside contacts. Go on, set them up. You know you would, wouldn't you? Access all areas.
We're running out of time for Josh now. We need...
Well, that's a bit harsh.
Come on. Oh, wait,
boom.
He's not even hit 20 yet.
No. I'm not talking about running out of time altogether. I mean, for Valentine's Day, how long have we got left? A week on Saturday. So please, contact us. I'm not going to give his mobile number.
Actually, is it not the Valentine's Day special this week? Next week.
Yes, it is.
Next Wednesday is going to be the Valentine's Day special.
So I think we've got a bit of thinking to do about what we're going to do with our new...
I forgot about that until now.
Josh is expecting it. We're going to be quite high. We've got nothing planned for you.
We've had this plan since about November.
We've organised you to go bowling.
Nobody's come forward.
Don't take it personally. I just don't think many people are kind of interested in the Sports Bite podcast.
I think we need to get tweeting my picture on Spark, don't we? Mm. Get it out there.
Yeah.
And then they'll all come rushing in.
Show off what such a handsome chap you are.
Thanks.
Sports Bite. Sunderland's resource for sport.
Should we talk about the game we all went to last night?
Is there anything to talk about?
Is there any point, you know, it was really, really quite dire.
How was your soup?
The soup was the highlight of the day. It was outstanding. Yeah.
Absolutely outstanding.
Tea and biscuits, all like, I could get used to this journalism business.
In case anyone hasn't understood yet, we went to Sunderland under-18s versus Newcastle United under-18s. And it was 0-0 for 120 minutes. It went to penalties. Newcastle won 3-1. But it wasn't the best game. You wouldn't call it a proper time with a derby, would you?
Well, I think you couldn't really fault the effort and tenacity of both sides. You know, they quite clearly wanted to win, but it was one of them just kind of gritty games. You know, like, there wasn't a lot of quality. There wasn't a lot of major chances. I think Sunderland had the best chances throughout, the actual open play. But, you know, Newcastle clearly more confident in that penalty taking, or, you know, maybe the more experience. You know, you got the likes of Adam Armstrong, who's played, you know, quite a lot of Premier League football for Newcastle this year, and you could kind of tell whenever he was on the ball that he was pretty much a Premier League player. But it wasn't too exciting, but it was cold, wasn't it?
It was absolutely freezing.
It got to a point when, you know, trying to do these Twitter updates and it got to a point where I was just retweeting everything.
I couldn't be bothered. I even said, when it went to extra time, that was it. I was retiring for the night. I'd done a few Twitter updates, but when it went to extra time, my hands couldn't take it anymore. What did you make of Woodman?
Woodman, he didn't really have too much to do, I think, for the actual 120 minutes of actual gameplay. But, you know, for his penalty saves were excellent. You know, it's not like they were badly hit. Penalties, you know, he did really well to save them, you know, but he wasn't called into too much action into the open play. The chances that Sunderland did have, you know, most of them went wide, or, you know, not necessarily bringing him into a save. But, you know, he's meant to be a future England number one. I mean, it probably won't be with Newcastle if he ever does make that feat, but yeah, he looks all right.
Would you take the bragging rights, Reece, a little bit from this? I mean, a lot of Newcastle fans on Twitter going, "Oh yeah, we beat you yeah, under 18.
As far as I'm concerned, your four in a row is now over. Right, that is that.
Even if we win the next one, so, yeah, but our under 18s beat you.
Yeah, but we beat you in the under 18s FA Youth Cup, which is clearly more important. So yeah, well, I don't know. It got to a point where it was coming to the end of the game where I just wanted either team to score, so I didn't have to face the extra time, you know, because it was so cold.
We were hoping it was a replay, really, but then as soon as the fella came on the tannoy, there will be 30 minutes of extra time. My head just hit my laptop. That was it.
It would have been nice if there was a replay and we got to do that again.
Yeah, I know.
Show you as a proper stadium.
I noticed that you liked Rhys Greenwood, Josh. Do you think he'll be in a...
He was good.
Do you think he'll be in the Sunderland starting 11 in the next few years?
Well, it's a bit tough at under-18s, I was to call it, but from the players that we saw on the pitch, I think he was the best Sunderland player. He had a bit of skill, he could get past the defender. He played a few nice balls across goal that a couple of times should have been finished, really, but it was just the lack of quality from the strikers. But no, he was really impressive.
It was that Daniel Wright, I think, was one of the forwards for Sunderland. He wasted at least three glorious chances, especially one of them which was like about 5 yards out, and he somehow managed to put it wide. You know, the ball came at him quickly and stuff, but you'd still expect them to do better. I would say, would you think, you know, under-18s are probably used to playing on a much narrower, smaller pitch, and I think you could kind of tell it was a bit much for them, would you think?
Yeah, towards the end of the game, you could see a lot of them were getting cramp and they were all tired. I mean, I've played on that pitch myself, believe it or not, and when you sat there in the stands, you're going, "Oh, go on, you're lazy," or whatever else. But when you're on the pitch, you're thinking, "Oof, I'm knackered. I'd only played about 10 minutes. I was wanting to be subbed off." But no, you could tell towards the end of the game, they were getting tired.
Mm. Yeah, well, it was, you know, Newcastle won it in the end, 3-1 on penalties. Not an exciting game, but it was a good experience for us. What was that?
I was just saying we're nearly at 10 minutes.
Obviously, hand gestures. I didn't know what this was meant to be. Really, getting a bit provocative over the microphone. Nathan, how was your show last night without word? Did you miss word?
Yeah, it was
a little bit.
You could sound a bit more enthusiastic
different.
About it.
It was a little bit different. It was weird to not have people to talk to, like I mentioned before. It's kind of answering your own questions.
Yeah, just like, how are you doing, Nathan? I'm good, Nathan. Thank you, Nathan. How are you doing, Nathan? Yeah, I'm not too bad.
Does that anyway?
So, like, the usual intro. I'm joined by my fantastic producers. Said that to me. That was what it kind of was. But obviously, it was for a cause of